This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:06, the final hour.
And I found out we have a problem.
What's the problem?
It's a great problem. We ran out of boxes. We have more toys than boxes.
We're out of top boxes?
No top boxes?
Mm-hmm. Wow. We'll have to do something about that.
Yeah, well, luckily we have a 7-ton truck.
Yes, that's going to hold a lot of toys.
That will.
Yeah. Does it hold 7 tons of toys, or is that how much the truck weighs by itself?
That's when we get in it.
Oh, okay.
It becomes an 8-ton truck.
It does.
All right. It's our last and final hour. Get here. The Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And, you know, I've seen several texts come in today. Oh, I'm so busy in the mornings. I wish, you know, blah, blah. If Luke Bryan tickets were on sale, you'd be here.
Oh, you better be.
If Metallica tickets went on sale, you'd be here.
Yeah.
Kids might not have a Christmas if you don't get here. Let that settle on your conscience.
They might not have a Christmas if you don't come out here and help them.
You got 53 minutes.
Yeah, you do.
You have a dark heart. You know what? We're in the last hour. I'll start judging people. You have a dark heart if you listen to this and just let it just like water off a duck's back.
Hey,
doesn't affect you in some way, I mean, like, seriously, check out some spirituality maybe, because I don't know how. You can just hear that, even if you don't have kids. I supported Toys for Tots before I had a kid.
I didn't really have any. I supported it every year. I love doing this.
Right.
It's my favorite event of the entire year. I don't have any kids. I have a dog. I don't do toys for dogs.
That'd be cool. If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But get here if you would. And help us out. We're in the final hour. Now, Rob is going to pick with us, but Rob can't do pigskin punishment.
Yeah.
In case court.
Or whatever. Cue the bed, maestro.
Case court.
If I lose, I'll give an extra $100 to the next shopping store.
Okay.
Okay. That's
$100
game. Fair.
We will accept that. So here's the rotation. Paige, Fatboy, Mattman 9, Rob. Fair? Paige, Fatboy, Mattman 9, Rob.
Sounds good to me, man.
Okay. Oh, game. Cool. Oh, I misheard you.
What did you think I said?
Nothing?
Hmm.
Nothing?
No, there's rumors and you... Okay, just spell it out, Paige. Why not?
If you if you will, maestro, pop that down a little bit for me.
Just a hair. Just a hair. I got to put on my thanking glasses.
Yeah.
I'll add Rob on here.
All right.
We're going back to high school, man, because playoffs are they're kicking up.
I lost last week's Why I Don't Have Eyebrows Anymore because of the Will of Haircuts, and my record last week was 5-4.
I think you were 3-5.
3-5.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. 9-Page, I think, tied at 4-4, and I was 5-3.
Yeah, that's right.
Fatboy won the week.
But I still lead the season. So.
All right, fancy pants.
I'll hang my fur hat on that.
Actually, pot that down a little bit more for me, buddy. Okay, we're going to go to high school football, Southside at, as the locals say, Pendleton.
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 Yeah.
Pendleton. How many syllables in that?
I don't know.
One.
Two.
Pendleton.
Right. All right, Paige, who would you like, Southside or Pendleton?
Pendleton, home team.
Pendleton? Going with Pendleton on that. Fatboy.
She picks Pendleton.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick them too, man. They're pretty strong. They score a lot.
All right.
I'm going to roll with the Bulldogs, right?
That's a tough pick for me, and the reason is because I said I was going to copy all Paige's picks.
Yeah.
But Fatboy's also doing that, evidently. So just because of that reason, I will go with Southside. Just to go contrarian to Fat Boy's Pelton.
Okay. Man, I'm picking the team I think is going to win, and my new strategy for Pigskin Picks is...
Opposite of Fat Boy?
If a team from Greenville County is playing a team from another county, they're going to lose. So give me Pelton.
Pelton.
Okay.
Give me Bulldogs.
At Rob Inario on Instagram. That's what I'll call you for the rest of the show. At Rob Inario.
I'm going to go with Jimmy's logic, and I'll take Pendleton.
Yeah, Greenville County schools tend to not be that good at football when they play other counties.
So I'm the only one contrarian on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pick Pendleton. We beat them when I played.
But you've seen it week after week. The teams from Greenville County do not play well when they go up against these teams from Anderson County, Spartanburg County.
That's true. Now we're moving on to college. Now this is a week with a lot of big spreads. So there's definitely going to be some losers. UMass at number 5, Georgia, 4 p.m. SEC Network. Georgia at home, minus 41.5.
Now, here's the problem with it. We found out the other day, and I'm just observing here. Paige might not be totally familiar with the point system. So what that means, why am I helping you? Go ahead and pick.
Yeah, don't.
Why am I helping?
I don't know.
She don't want it.
All right, so we know that you're a huge Georgia fan by marriage.
Mm-hmm. Osmosis.
By osmosis. But who do you want, UMass or Georgia?
I think I'll take UGA.
Okay. All right. Paige is locked in with the Bulldogs, with the B-Dogs. Fat boy.
I think Georgia wins by a lot, but I don't think they're going to cover that spread. It takes them a while to heat up. So I'm going to take UMass to cover.
You know how I am with my numbers. I saw last night that the Greenville Swamp Rabbits would win, and they would score 8 goals. They won and scored 8 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem with this game. Georgia wins by 35 points. They win by 5 touchdowns, but not 41.5 points. So give me UMass and the points, please. Jimmy Jack Jackie?
Georgia might win by 60.
Oh, damn. Right.
They might put one of them Clemson 70-point whoopings on UMass. UMass ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, UMass ain't nothing, and Georgia is a beast of a football team. They're going to run it down their throat. They might win by 60.
All right. Lock in 9 with Georgia.
he's locked.
So far, I'm the only one going with ass.
No, Fat Boy. Fat Boy took
Fat Boy's
ass.
Going ass.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Ass. Rob Inario, at Rob Inario on Instagram.
I think I'll take UMass.
Going with UMass.
Big old spread.
I can't believe 3 people pick UMass and 2 pick UGA. Wow.
Take a side bet with me on this. You want something?
You want
a side pigskin punishment, Jim?
I want an eyebrow.
I can't offer you that.
Well, then I don't want it.
All right, then.
Okay, we got Duke at number 2, Clemson. This is a 7 o'clock game, ESPN. Clemson minus 28.5
I got some good logic on this one, too. What do you think, Paige?
I think I'll go Tigers.
Paige going Clemson on that one. Fat boy?
Duke is decent, but Clemson will definitely cover that spread.
Go Fat Tigers. Boy's blood runneth orange, but it's because all the buffalo sauce.
Yes, buffalo sauce and beef grease.
Here's the thing. Dabo caught so much crap for winning by 70 or whatever it was. People were even questioning his Christianity. Here's the thing, though. They can't help but win by at least 28.5 points. I mean, they could go out there with the third or fourth string and still win by that. So Dabo is not going to just roll over for because it's Duke. If this was basketball, it would be a different conversation. This is football, right?
It is football. Right. So it would be a little closer in basketball now.
Give me Clemson. I'm not going to share the number that I see when I think of this game, but I'll write it down just for posterity's sake. Yeah.
Okay.
Jim?
Clemson, man, they're going to win by at least 30 points.
Look at the number I wrote down, 37. Okay. 37 is the number that I wrote down.
It's supposed to write
his magical number.
Yeah. All right. Rob Inario, you've made so much money off Clemson students.
I have.
And you've given them so much money for an MBA.
Yeah, I still owe Clemson some money.
Oh, I was going to say, you want to call it even?
Boy, I wish. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. All right. Rob Inario agrees.
That's a clean sweep.
Yeah.
No respect for Cutcliffe and the Dukies. We're moving on down the road to Billy Bryce, Chattanooga at South Carolina, 7:30 ESPN or SEC Network. South Carolina minus an even 31 at home.
An even 31.
Oh, Paige? Gosh, that's the one I don't know of.
What don't you know about it? Chattanooga's in Tennessee?
Shut up.
I don't know if it's Chattanooga. Buddy. What does that mean in French, Paige?
They call it
It means Chattanooga.
What does chalet mean in French, really? Apartment?
House.
House?
Like a hunting lodge type thing, chalet.
No.
I'm wrong. I don't know. I haven't studied
French. And a charcuterie is a strip club.
Exactly. I guess I'll take...
it's just cooter.
South Carolina.
Going with the Gamecocks on that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, lock you in, yes or no?
Yeah, lock me in. They'll
She's
lose.
Locked.
Lock her in on the G-Cocks. Fat boy?
I guess I'm going to make it a theme this week and go against the big spreads. I think Chattanooga covered 31.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going with the Mocs.
The Mocs of Chattanooga. Yeah, I love it.
Picking the Noog.
I don't know what my record is of when I attend football games and the team I pull for wins, but I'm attending this game. I'm going as a guest of the Shropshires. Remember the guy who was shotgunning our beer at Willie Bryce Stadium?
Yeah.
I'm going to the game with him.
Justin, right?
Justin, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Justin Shropshire. Give me the Gamecocks. That's a 38. They win by 38. Okay. I'll write that one down, too.
You locked in, buddy.
Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Man, Alabama didn't beat Chattanooga by 31 points. Give me the Mocs.
Mocs.
I'm going to take your Google away next week.
This is one of those games.
You look up and do prep for this.
This is one of those games that South Carolina typically does not cover the spread on. And because I picked against them, they will cover the spread because the Gamecocks do that to me every freaking week.
Me too. He's taking the nuke.
Yeah. Give me the Mocs so the Gamecocks win by 40. They need it.
All right. Raw by Nario. You also owe money to the University of South Carolina.
Yes, I also owe them money for my undergrad. I was there for the 20-game losing streak.
Yeah,
so good times.
Absolute faith Hampton, in or the Gamecocks' ability to disappoint as much as I am a fan. I'll take Nuga.
Uh-huh. Mox.
Nuga.
Two people pick the Gamecocks.
Nuga.
All right, this one is a little closer.
And are there any other colleges in the state you owe money to? Charleston?
Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston Law, yeah.
This one.
It's worth it, though, right?
Was it really?
Yeah, it is, because you're with us.
Look at what it pays off to.
I know.
Three college degrees.
But imagine if I spent $150,000 on toys. I could have still hung out with you.
That's true. You would have been his roommate anyways. It was fate.
Yeah.
That's true. You wouldn't have been Nine's roommate, and this whole relationship wouldn't have happened.
True.
Oh, does Brittany not know about that?
Our last,
I meant business relationship.
It's our last college game. It's a lot closer, and it's a top 12 matchup. Number 12, Syracuse at number 3, Notre Dame. This is 2:30 on NBC. Notre Dame's minus 10.5 at home.
All right. I got good logic on this one. Paige?
Well, I'll take the Fighting Irish.
2:30, you said?
Yeah, NBC.
All right. Fat boy?
I think Notre Dame's getting booked back. I think he's going to play. It's going to be close. I'm going to pick Notre Dame to cover that 10.5, but they don't deserve to be in the top 4, so I hope they drop out.
Top 5, maybe?
Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah. It's not that good.
I feel the need to go contrarian on this. Not that I think Syracuse is going to win, but I don't think they win by that much. I don't think Notre Dame wins by that much. I'm going to go they win by 6, but so give me Syracuse and the points.
Syracuse and the points.
Sweet Matt baby James.
The orange.
The orange.
Man.
That's the only time I would want the orange.
Syracuse is ranked 12th, and I have no earthly idea why in the hell they are ranked 12th.
They only lost 2 games.
Well, I know, but they've beaten a bunch of bad teams, and whenever they play anybody half-ass decent, they lose.
They got a good quarterback.
Yeah, but they're not good.
He's got a nice butt.
They're not good. Notre Dame's going to beat them.
That's how he picks them.
Notre Dame's going to beat them by at least 14.
Is Rudy playing this Saturday? Do we know?
He won't be jumping offsides.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Rudiger.
Rudiger.
You hate him, don't you?
No, he was so full of himself when we interviewed him. It's like, dude, that was Hollywood that made your story bigger than it was. They did not cart you off the field in real life. Do you know that?
He was mean at Applebee's.
Yeah. Did you pick Q's, fat boy?
No, I picked Notre Dame.
No, okay, you started to talk me into picking Syracuse because you know they suck. You know, the worst number 12 strategy team in the history of football.
If they win, it makes Clemson look a little bit better.
Have they beaten a ranked team? I don't think so.
I have to go back and look.
They were close against Clemson, but they never were going to win.
Uh-oh.
So I don't think they've beaten a ranked team. How are they 12? You got to beat a ranked team to be 12.
They might have. I just have an awful memory.
All right, I'm going to look and see.
Who do you like, Rob?
I'll take the Irish.
Oh, okay. Not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Why not?
They have not beaten a ranked team all season. They shouldn't be 12.
Why are they? Just because they're in New York?
Because they've only lost twice and everybody else has lost more, I guess.
No.
We got
can you CC me on that, please?
We got two games left. They're both NFL. This one's going to be a big seller. I imagine P1 Waka Flocka is going to this one. Cowboys at the Falcons. Falcons minus 3 at home.
Paige, we know you love Uga, but how do you feel about the Falcons so far this year? Not very consistent.
No, because I thought I lost last week because people were saying, oh, you picked Falcons? Well, I'm going to do it again, and maybe they'll lose again. I don't know.
But took Falcons.
But you took the Gamecocks last week, and actually you won because of that. Yeah. All right. Fat boy?
Mark Hendricks may even go to this one since he went and saw him in Charlotte.
Yeah, he may.
Falcons, I know that the rule is they're always good at home. Even though they were good on the road 2 weeks ago and awful last week, I'm still taking them at home.
All right.
Go Falcs.
Give me the Cowboys. They're going to win by 10. Ooh, and I'm not saying that because Hendricks is in the listening area. Personally, I don't care for
Brown noser.
Businessly, though, I do.
Businessly, okay. Yes.
Businessly.
Businessly only is what you care
Jimmy,
about.
Jimmy, how do you feel about this game? The Sea Boys and the Falcons.
Man, the Falcons are inconsistent. The Cowboys are just not very good.
Julio Jones playing?
Oh, yeah. He better.
Yeah, if he doesn't.
Yeah, he better. Is the Cowboys good receiver playing?
Cooper.
I guess.
Mark Cooper, yeah, he should play.
Okay. Michael Irvin?
I don't think it matters. Is the Cowboys good quarterback playing?
Geno Bichette.
Oh, they don't have one. They don't have one, do they? No.
Wow. You might direct deposit must already be in.
Yeah, it is.
It's out the door.
It's going to make all the Dak heads mad.
Yeah.
Oh, the Prescotters.
Give me Atlanta at home over these Cowboys who are just not that good.
Paige just shocked somebody else agreed with her on a pick.
No, because we had a conversation about every time that he picks them, they lose.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, I'm not going to pick the team that I think is going to lose. Do you pick the Falcons, Fat Boy?
Yeah, Matt's the only one that's taking the Cowboys so far. Okay.
Well, that's going to change because I'm taking the Cowboys,
good
too.
Good pick, Rob.
Teach us how to pick football, Rob.
Guessing blindly.
Rob realizes that
I'm in front of me.
The league leader for the season.
That's true. We got one game left. Panthers on the road at the Lions. Panthers minus -4.
What time is that?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Paige?
Panthers.
Fat Boy.
Yeah, man, Panthers had 10 days off, and they got embarrassed in Pittsburgh, and they're just a lot better team than Detroit, so I'm taking them.
Sir Purr.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
Who to pick?
Yeah.
Panthers or Lions? Panthers it is.
Yeah. Which would win in a fight?
Panthers.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, is the fight in Detroit or Charlotte?
Ooh.
If it's in Detroit, I go with Detroit.
Yeah. Well, it's in Detroit, so you want the Lions?
I'm talking about a fight.
Not a
football game.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going Panthers on this one. Jimmy?
Man, Carolina, Detroit's turned into a dumpster fire.
Oh, my goodness.
The city and the team.
Wow. I don't think that stuff will
burn. He's the best analyst ever.
It's not flammable.
Yeah. All right. And then Rob Inario on Instagram, at Rob Inario.
Panthers.
Good pick.
Oh, it's a clean sweep.
That means the Lions are going to win, or at least lose by a field goal.
Okay, there it is.
That's
it. I was waiting for it.
We're locked in.
Sarcasm.
Yearly record match, 38-31, Paige, 37-32. 9 and myself are tied at 34-35.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hmm?
I'm not going to lose, and whoever does is going to get hell. I'm just saying.
Let's just stop. I don't want to lose a finger.
Swimming in a puddle. Oh, burn my dad Nikes. This and that.
It's $40.
Oh, tase me. Look at this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm not shaving anything, cutting anything, whipping anything, kissing anything. I'm done.
All them dudes just hung up.
All right. There we have it. It is week 10.
I think it was 12.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I missed one. Yeah. All right, there we go. This is for, let me read the Mark Hendricks email. This segment was for entertainment purposes only. We do not recommend this for any kind of monetary gain. I have to put that out there for you.
No.
All right, just for fun, entertainment purposes only. Just like Headlines is going to be right after this. What are you working on, Paige?
Oh, my God.
What is your name?
Today is a national... It's going to mean a lot to one person in the room. It's a national day that somebody may be celebrating later on as soon as we leave here.
Somebody's going to be mad he had to work today.
I know.
And he already was.
He was.
Uh-oh. Is it Lawyer Appreciation Day?
No.
Ooh.
They have that?
No, they don't.
They need to.
They should. All right, we'll find out what national day it is and who's excited about it next in your Rise Guys Headlines. Almost there. 30 minutes to go.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Today is a national holiday that we are celebrating more than ever. Are you ready for this?
Today is
national. Any guesses? What day would it be?
You said someone on the show will be happy about this.
Yes.
Is it National Fast Food Appreciation Day? Is it National Legalize It Day?
Yes.
Is it National Don't judge me because I don't have eyebrows day. What day is it?
Well, that's next week. I'm sorry.
What is no.
That's on a Sunday, so we'll skip it at work for you.
What day is it?
It is National Fast Food Day, which means lots of deals out there. So if you have to go to every drive-thru, you're going to be quite busy today because you got to clip some coupons.
Do we know where the biggest deal is?
Well, it depends on what restaurant you want and what the biggest deal would be, because you're going to get, you know, things that are a little off. Like, you could get two Whopper Juniors.
Juniors.
How about two doubles? Cheese. Only. With a 10-piece nug on the side.
Well,
I have something to eat on the way home.
Double cheeseburger meals. $3 at Burger King.
Yeah, I got an extra card, too, that gives me the extra discount. So, yeah, you got to know people, man.
Yeah. What, you have, like, an employee discount card?
Might have one.
I got somebody handed me some. Well, I don't want to say yet. I'll say it off the air. Somebody gave me some. I'll say it right now. Somebody gave me something last night called a booth pass. Gets you 10% off a certain restaurant anytime you go.
Oh, that's cool.
You go 10 times? Yeah. At once?
Oh, sure.
Wow, you're going to be a wreck.
I know.
I just looked up. I was a little nervous because everybody's standing. I'm like, oh, they're taking the chairs away. That's why everybody's
standing.
That's
right. They're like, come on. Everybody's rolling their fingers.
Beat it up.
No, I'm going to sit down and we're done.
I've already logged out everything. I'm going to be ready.
Did you really?
I feel like I've walked 28 miles around the well the last day.
Well, Phil's already told us to stand back and get out of the way.
Yeah, he's ready to tear this down as quick as he can.
Phil, our engineer, has been up since 2:30 yesterday.
He's going to look like an exhausted Tasmanian devil taking this down.
He is stealth. So, Arby's, one of someone's favorite place. You can print out a little coupon for free small fries and a small drink with the purchase of a smokehouse brisket sandwich. That's a lot of work. I mean, you really have to be savvy with where you're going and what you're going to do, because you don't want to order the wrong thing and not get the freebie.
I like to get the 2 half-pounders, the small curly, and a 4-piece mozzarella on the side.
Let me ask you this, Fat Boy. When you go to a certain restaurant and you order fries and there's an onion ring in the bottom of it,
I throw it away.
You take them back. Yeah. These
like
are tainted.
Rings.
Really? Yeah. I never order the onion rings, but when I get a free one in there, I freak out.
I mean, I give it to Toys for Tots.
It's like finding a little plastic baby in a New Orleans cake.
That's the king cake?
King, whatever.
I only like onion rings if it's from places like a Clock or a Pete's or something like that.
Yeah.
They got good onion rings.
I like them if they glow in the dark. That's a good onion ring.
I don't like the glow in the dark hot dog chili. I don't like orange chili, really, except carrots and sweet potatoes.
But don't go to a football game and order a hot dog.
Never.
Oh, no.
Never,
if half
never.
The bread ain't orange, it ain't a good hot dog.
I spent all my money on 3 beers, man. I can't afford food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about this? The University of Pittsburgh Schools of Health and Sciences, they did a study that we could have told them the result of this years ago, because they found that colder, darker climates increase alcohol consumption and liver disease. So, you know.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Has one of the highest alcoholism rates. Rob should move his practice there. Alaska with the alcoholism, right? Because of the darkness? Yeah.
So the research.
High rate, but no population.
Right.
Found a direct connection between the weather in the city and the average alcohol intake. So it makes sense. When you get drunk, the alcohol increases the blood flow to your skin.
Would you be in a hurry to go home if you lived in an igloo?
No.
You stay out all night. You drink and stay warm.
But yeah, you would.
I have to take some issue with that, because down here it's the 100 deadly days of summer. Because when the weather's nice, we all go outside and get hammered.
Yeah.
All summer long.
Yeah.
So is it
and your point?
Is it cold and dark, or is it warm and sunny or hot as hell and sunny that makes people drunk, or is it just both, or is it just people are drunk?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people go inside and they drink more in the wintertime. And if you've ever gone skiing, I've never gone on a ski trip where people are sober. I mean, that's you consume more because you
even the dogs drink. You see them; they carry
Saint
around
Bernards
a little mini keg around there
of brandy drunks. To save you if you're stuck out in the. In the tundra.
Inga loves Jägermeister. Yeah. She's a German Shepherd.
German dog. Uh-huh. Have you ever been to the lake in the summertime and people were sober? No.
No.
Not at all. They don't go to be sober.
No.
That's where I almost died. I look up and there's a spinning boat propeller and I was underwater.
They like to be drunk around water. Like it's an extra variable.
Do you ever go anywhere and people are sober? Rarely.
Here.
Well, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But you know that if you have just brandy, or I don't even drink brandy. I mean, what do you have? Like schnapps or something, or maybe Jägermeister. Jägermeister or something, and you think that if you have that, it's going to warm you up if you're out somewhere in the cold. You've heard people say that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably what they're thinking, that the blood flows to the skin if you drink alcohol, and it kind of does warm you up. Yeah. So if you're drinking more to make yourself feel warm when you get home, then, of course, you're going to do it at night more.
Is there anything besides coffee and, like, hot chocolate and liquor that you can drink to get warm?
Yeah.
Is there a non-alcoholic drink, non-coffee?
Well, anything hot, right?
Cider.
Cider gets you warm if it's not hot?
No. I mean, just, oh, yeah, I see what
you're
saying.
It's liquor, but it can be a cold liquor drink. You drink it and warms up your body. Nothing else does that that's room temp, right?
No. Sometimes if I take a shot of apple cider vinegar, it kind of makes me cold instead of hot. So it has the opposite effect if it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the warmth is, it's just the metaphysical effect on your body.
Yeah.
Part of it's a detox thing.
Or anything with cinnamon or some kind of cayenne pepper would warm you up, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Ghost peppers do it.
Remember that next year. Reapers. Remember that next year.
Okay.
Are you searching for something?
I'm going to pour apple cider into my shoes, and my feet are cold.
Well, I don't know if you remember a story out of Philadelphia where a couple who raised $400,000 for a homeless guy who helped them get gas, it was all a scam. They all knew each other. So last year, the story went viral about this guy in Philadelphia that used his last $20 to help a woman who ran out of gas. And she and her husband... they wound up raising $400,000 on a GoFundMe to help this guy out. Well, it was a whole conspiracy that they dreamed up, that they all knew each other. So all three of them came up with the story to scam people out of money.
Because they thought they would feel sorry for them for donating all that money.
It's a great story, so you put it on social media. Like, this guy gave out his last $20 to help my wife who ran out of gas. And he said, we're going to pay it back. Well, the three people all knew each other. Kate, Mark, and Johnny. And they confessed to the whole thing that they made it up.
Wow.
So now they're facing criminal charges of conspiracy and theft by deception. And Kate and Mark turned themselves in on Wednesday, and Johnny was arrested later that night.
So who would have thought to look for a connection? I guess there's just one person that always suspects that, you know, let me check it out just to be sure. These people might know each other.
Yeah, but that's who you have to be.
I know, but you hear about things in the, you know, the cancer things that people lie about cancer, like that woman lied about her child having cancer.
I don't get it.
It happens a lot, but this story played out over a period of months, if not a year or more. It took for this to finally come out, what the real truth of it was. Because he was mad at them because they wouldn't let him have any of the money. They were trying to keep
him
out.
Okay.
So they went, it's like some kind of Coen Brothers movie about dumb criminals who don't know. It's like a Fargo kind of story where they're all conspiring against each other and trying to screw each other, and they all wind up screwing themselves.
Yeah.
This is totally a Coen Brothers script come to life.
Huh.
You betcha.
Sacha Baron?
No, Joel and Ethan.
I see.
Yeah.
Screw my runny nose. I keep having to move my microphone.
Is it? All right. It's all right.
Just
we're all the same way.
Soak it up.
So movies out this weekend. Fantastic Beast 2.
Nerd.
With Johnny Depp.
Really?
No.
Yeah. What is that about? I really don't know.
He's like a wizard.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
No.
Yeah. Fat boy's sitting right there.
Show you where to find another one.
In the toilet after you leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that counts too.
He's done. He's tapping out.
He's done.
Zoe Kravitz.
He's walking to his car with the headset on as he's.
Yes, he is.
And another PG-13 movie. I don't see if there's any R movies out. So, if you have to have sex or violence or nudity, I can't help you this weekend.
Red Dead 2.
Red Dead 2. Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
We saw that commercial. That looks awful.
That sounds terrible.
Like, it looks like such a cash grab for him.
Drizzling blanks bad.
Yeah. They become foster parents.
It's real bad. It's like an ABC made-for-TV rom-com.
Yeah. I mean, he's like 1 out of 10 of his movies is all right usually, but most of them are
the one
awful.
With The Rock was a great movie where they were bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. That was a good movie.
That was kind of funny.
That was The Rock doing coke for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know you can see something that's already been out, like you know, Star's Born or Halloween.
He dies.
All right then. I can't make you
Michael
happy.
Michael Myers.
I can't make you happy.
Right.
Well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Well, you can make me happy.
Oh, yeah. I could.
Yep.
I can't bring them back. You're just going to have to grow them yourself, buddy.
Come on. You know exactly what I was thinking. Everybody else was thinking sexual, but you knew what I was talking about.
No.
Thank you, Paige.
Are you telling us you should dress up like Roy Clark for you?
Oh, I would.
You know what?
It's too soon.
Boy, I know how you feel today.
Yeah.
I know how you feel today. Just get beat. You just wait. I heard your picks.
I did great.
You're going to lose.
Oh, okay. I'm going to lose?
I told you
my rules. I'm not going to kiss it, cut it, or shave it, or anything like that. So you got to go drink it. I'm done.
Lick it.
Jethro just walked off when you said that.
He's out. He took his toys back.
Yep.
All right, I'm sorry.
We got to take a little break. We got 15 minutes to go. You got time to get here. It's the Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, presented by at Rob Inario. Absolutely. We'll be back.
Hey, folks.
Right after this, Jimmy, right?
Right after this.
Right.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3, the planet just rocks.
Bittersweet as hell.
Yes, it is. When it comes to an end, it is a bit bittersweet, man.
It is our closing segment of the Rise Guys 15th annual 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, presented by attorney Robert E. Inario, PC.
He lost his microphone. He's going to share mine.
I hate to end on a sour note. I didn't quite reach my goal of 1,000 new listeners. I got followers. I got 682. But that's not the kid's fault, so I just gave Sergeant O'Neill $1,000 anyways.
Good.
Yay,
Thank you, Rob Inario. You're a gentleman.
We'll continue to plug your social media over the weekend to get that out there. That's quite friendly of you, Rob.
Yes, it is. Hey, thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to Carolina Coaches for the RV, TLC Motors for helping us out, Nine Round for helping us out, Gosling Electrical for helping us out.
Hey, girl.
Thanks to Bojangles for breakfast 2 days. Thanks to Moe's for lunch. Thanks to Le Peep for coffee.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to Frankie's New York Pizza for dinner last night. Outback Steakhouse
There we go.
Thanks to all our tremendous sponsors. Nine Round definitely helped us out a lot. Again, thanks to all of our tremendous sponsors. Everybody helped us out a whole lot. Everybody did a real good job out here.
And not just those of you that brought cash and brought toys. I mean, we said forever that we don't need anything, but still people would show up with bags of coffee, bags of Red Bull, bags of donut, all this stuff.
So sweet.
I'm serious when I say this. Y'all are the most generous people in the whole wide world. Like, and I'm not saying that because you listen to us. I'm saying that. I work in radio. I know people. I know how charitable events go, and y'all kick ass.
Yes, most of all, thanks to all the P1s, all the people who donated, all the people who made. I mean, look, y'all made this possible. Our sponsors helped us out a lot, but y'all the ones who did it and made it possible.
Yeah, that's right. So, thank you for that. Also, thank you to our head engineer, Philip. Can't say your last name, Philip S.
Yes,
Stakoviak.
Stakoviak.
Sounds like a brand of vodka.
Yeah, it kind of does. I drink it.
I'll take a shot of Stakoviak, please. Philip has been up since 2:30 yesterday morning.
He's a machine.
To keep us up and on the air, so thank you. And I know we're probably missing a few people, so Monday we will recap 28 hours in depth type style.
Well, we can thank a few more people real quick. Thanks, P1 Jethro, for hanging out. Thanks, Hannah, for all her help overnight last night.
Hannah paid for that Starbucks out of her own pocket.
She did. Hannah was a great help last night. Hannah was one of the reasons I was able to stay awake all night. Between Hannah and Jethro and a few other P1s, they're the reason that I've been awake since 3 o'clock yesterday morning.
Jethro's beard kept me warm.
It did. It did.
Really did.
Knitted it into an Afghan.
It's a throw. It's a throw. Thank you to everybody that had a part. P1 Mother Fudger. I just saw her name down there.
Thank you
for making Rise Guys fudge. That's freaking
so
great,
good.
Too.
Yeah, and all the tremendous donations we had, like from Advanced Technical Services, Carolina Vapor Mill, all you guys who donated in a huge way over the last 28 hours.
If you didn't make it out, or if you did and you felt that good feeling of giving, there will be plenty of other Toys for Tots events going on in the upstate throughout the season. Just go to toysfortots.com. If you felt the move or felt moved to donate and did not get a chance to do it, it's a great feeling and it gets back to you. I truly believe that.
Yeah, thanks to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits and Bon Secours Wellness Arena for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all gave us the home and literally. And Fox Carolina, Joe Gagnon, thanks for coming out and promoing us as well.
Yes.
Again, I know we miss people. We'll make up for it on Mondays.
OB Sailors.
Yes, of course.
There
Can't
we go. Yeah. There'll be another one the minute we go off the air, but don't hate on us too much. We'll get it fixed on Monday. But thank you to literally from everybody who ran the board for us, to Mark Hendricks, to Stoneman from Rock 101, to Roy Hummers, even. Our promotions.
And our entire promotion staff.
Everybody.
Yeah. Great. Corey and Alyssa and everybody who helped out.
Glenn.
Yeah. Thanks to all of them.
Yeah. We don't even have a Glenn, and I agreed with
him. No, I was just going to let you do it. I figured you were just getting somebody's name wrong.
Thank you so much to everybody that had a hand in this. Worst of the Rise, guys, tomorrow. Make sure you listen for that. We'll be back Monday morning at 6 a.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Upstate Mustang Club.
I knew there would be another one. All right, we're going to go to break right now before we remember another one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays.
Ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah!
Hell yeah!
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3.